All scripture is God breathed, God speaking to us, and it's useful to make us wise for salvation. And then finally, all scripture is God breathed, it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture is useful for every good work. It's useful for teaching and rebuking. That's to do with doctrine. It's to do with the things that we believe. So we believe good truths about God. It's useful for correction. That word, it has the feel of straightening us out so we live the right way, and training in righteousness. It's useful for equipping. In fact, the word there is super equipping. It's like you're a secret agent or you're a hero and you have all the gadgets and the maps and directions and helps and powers that you can need to carry out your mission. What is your mission? To do the good work that God has for you to do. Life lived by scripture. Even all those different genre types, you know, we were thinking about earlier, mystery and romance, poetry and history, all of those different things. God speaks in all sorts of different ways, and all of it is useful to us, making us wise for salvation and equipping us, super equipping us for every good work. But we need to listen and act on it. It's no good just listening and thinking, oh, yeah, that's fine. This stuff needs to change our lives. We need to live our lives listening to God and acting on it. So we have one more activity about following directions. I have instructions to make a, you can either call it a cube or a water bomb, depending on how anarchic you're feeling today. So Pathfinders, please come and help me hand these things out. So you'll need some instructions and a piece of paper. I'd made one earlier and then I squashed it, so I've lost it now. But I think it is feasible. Do you want to take a few? And a few. If you want to do it, or if you want to do it in little groups to see if you can work out how to do it, that would be great. And if you don't want to do it, that is also fine. You can talk to each other about hints and tips of how to be spending time reading God's words. I don't think we need all of them. They might want them up there, don't they? Sorry, Toby's got masses. Grab some of them. Do stick a paw up if you want some instructions. That's a lot of sets of instructions there. Yeah. You know, the key thing is the paper. Anyways. Wow, what is that? Why has he got such long fingers? That's very good. Why have you got sets of instructions each? This is just a very odd approach. Do you want to do the folding thing? You might be able to help. Huh? Where's he gone? He's at the front. Can I grab some? Do you want to do it yourself, or are you still handing them out? Thank you, sweetie. One more minute. People get way too attached to the activities. What's up? That's beautiful. That's really good. Okay, that's half of it. Turn the paper over and you'll find the rest. There are two sides to the instructions in case that bit's fooled you. It's supposed to end with a cube you can blow into. You'll need to find some instructions though, somewhere out there. Has anyone got a cube that they're proud of yet? Yeah, yes, that's just the first half. Turn the instructions over. Failed at the first stage. Someone's making that. What is that? That's not even almost what I asked for. Right, I'm going to stop you. You lot are hopeless at origami. You can carry on over tea. I'm going to pretend that I can now carry on and you'll pay any attention to what I'm saying. That's what I'm pretending to believe. Shush! So we've covered a lot of ground today. The Bible is an extraordinary book. All sorts of different genres. History, poetry, romance, adventure, mystery. All sorts of things going on. The scripture is God-breathed. It is God speaking to us. So I wonder, even this half term, when we're slightly out of our usual patterns, maybe we're going on holiday, when can you spend a little bit of extra time listening to God speak to you? Why would you want to do that? Because this makes you wise for salvation and equips you, super equips you for every good work. And by getting to know our God, we will know his voice against all the other voices that are going on. I'm going to pray that God will help us to do that. So if you could put your hands together, close your eyes and your mouths. I'm going to pray. Father God, we thank you so much. You didn't make us and leave us to get on with it. You came down to reveal yourself in your Son, and you give us your scriptures, your Bible. Help us to hear you as we read it. Help us to hear your plan of salvation and trust in your wonderful goodness through your Son, Jesus. Help us to hear your wonderful plans for each of our lives, wherever we are, in whatever family, whatever school, whatever workplace, whatever community, you have good works for us and you have purpose for us. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to get to know you better through your Bible, we pray. Amen.